I know you're awake. The alarm is gone and been silenced, and yet here you lay, concocting a reason not to go again, are you? The anxiety has really been hitting you hard lately, hasn't it? First thing in the morning's always the hardest for you. I know, but it's definitely been worse recently. Come here. Let me hug you. My poor cinnamon roll is wound up a bit too tightly, huh? Sweetheart, while I understand your need for a mental health day, they're meant to boost your health, not cater to the illness. You've been trying to find excuses to ditch work more and more these days. I'm starting to wonder if you may be a bit burnt out. If you plan for it a few months ahead of time, I don't think anyone would be too upset if you took a vacation. Maybe schedule around a long weekend. We can spend the first couple of days just relaxing, giving your brain a chance to catch up, you know. Then we can get some things done. I can finally read a couple books I've wanted to. You can play some of the video games you haven't had time for. We can clean out that one closet. The one we dare not open. Or not. But to do that, you have to ask your boss for some time off. So, you are healthy. You are rested. It is morning. It's a weekday. It's time to get up and have a bath. Yeah, a bath. A warm, muscle relaxing, joint easing, spiritually cleansing bath. Takes less time than you would think to fill it. But it's actually worth it to get up just a little bit early. Not super early, just maybe 15 minutes. But you know, waking up early gives you more time to wake up. The commute seems way less awful when you're fully awake. Just keep trying to remember that today pays for something. A new game, something yummy to eat, some nice smelling soap, heat, and once you finish, you leave it all there, and you just come home. One of the few perks of being a full-fledged adult is no homework. You can leave it behind. Winter is starting to settle in. We're just about into the negatives now. And I know you are not going to want to walk through that. But I'll pack you a hot chocolate or a coffee. you know what? I'll make it a mocha. And I'll add hot chocolate to the coffee. Best of both worlds, right? Maybe we can see if we can get or make some hot apple cider. That would be really nice first thing in the morning. Sets a nice warm mood, I think. And when you get back, we can make grilled cheese and soup. I'll even run us another bath. Yes, us. Hey, I hate the cold too, you know. Plus, I got some honeysuckle bumble bath. We are gonna smell so freaking good. And then, hoodies. No pants. Just cuddled up in bed. You know what? I'll even read to you. How's that sound? Come on, it's not so bad. Every day is a step closer to something that you want to do. I know it's hard to push yourself when that's your one reason to keep moving. And you have a million little reasons that tell you not to. But it's so worth it. The more you do, the more you can do, both financially and literally. And you can do this. Follow my lead. Just open your eyes. Hey, sleepy sweetie. Sit up. Come on. There you go. Now stretch, wide stretch. Oh. Kick off the blankets. Yeah, that's right, F them. Now, plant those feet on the ground. Get ready to kick the sun's stupid Ray-Ban wearing face in for staying up late while you and I were being productive and awesome. Now come on. Your feet are gonna get cold if they aren't already. Let's get some tunes on and get in the tub.